Farmer suicides, migrants who lost their lives in the lockdown, unemployment, even the number of deaths of COVID warriors. When asked about data on all of these issues in Parliament, the Modi government responds the same, no data available. Key COVID trends improve, but fewer tests are done, almost 6.5 lakh fewer tests done in the last 7 days. The Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad says the government will consider revoking the suspension of 8 Rajya Sabha members only after they apologise for their behaviour in the House. Sharad Pawar's passed today to show support for 8 suspended Rajya Sabha MPs, says he and the Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray have received income tax notices. In 3 years, China doubled its air bases, air defences and heliports along the India frontier, says a new report in Stratford. The constructions began after the Doklam crisis. Air quality set to worsen in North India. Satellite pictures and data show farm fires. In the Sushant drug trial, Rhea and her brother are to stay in jail for now. Their custody has been extended till the 6th of October. A record 20 crore people tune in to watch Dream 11 IPL's opening match between the Chennai Super Kings and the Mumbai Indians. This is the highest ever opening day viewership for any sporting league in any country. In Parliament, the government has admitted that it has no data on farmer suicides, migrant labourers who lost their lives in the lockdown, the number of people who lost their lives because of the coronavirus outbreak, the number of illegal immigrants in the country, the number of doctors who died because of COVID, and the total number of plasma banks in the country. The no data admissions of the government started last week as Parliament resumed for the monsoon session. It's drawn sharp criticism from the opposition, with Shashi Tharoor saying NDA stood for no data available. The government will consider revoking the suspension of 8 Rajya Sabha members only after they apologise for their behaviour in the Rajya Sabha, is what the Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad had to say. Congress, the protest against the farm bills have revived memories of Singur, the battleground that propelled Mamata Banerjee to the Chief Minister's chair 10 years ago. And so, though the suspended members of Parliament have discontinued their dharna in Delhi, the Trinamool Women's Wing has begun a sit-in demonstration at the Gandhi statue in Kolkata demanding farmer rights. Now, Derek O'Brien, one of the MPs who's been suspended in the Rajya Sabha, has tweeted, he says, "You can suspend me, you cannot silence me." Maharashtra leader Sharad Pawar today announced a one-day fast to express solidarity with 8 Rajya Sabha members suspended over chaos during a vote on the controversial farm bill. The Congress and other opposition parties have announced a boycott of the Rajya Sabha for the rest of the session unless the suspension is revoked. It was marked by dramatic developments. The Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairperson Harivansh Singh went to the protesting members with tea and served it in cups. This morning on the lawns of the Parliament complex, the suspended members rebuffed his tea diplomacy, calling him anti-farmer. Soon after, Prime Minister Modi came out strongly in support of the deputy chair to personally serve tea to those who attacked and insulted him a few days ago, as well as those sitting on dharna. Shows that Sri Harivansh Ji has been blessed with a humble mind and a big heart. It shows his greatness. I join the people of India in congratulating Harivansh Ji, is what the Prime Minister tweeted. The tea gesture, the Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairperson declared a one-day fast till tomorrow, expressing anguish over attacks by the opposition in Parliament. In an emotional letter, the Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairperson said, "Couldn't sleep after what happened on Sunday. I've been extremely anguished, distressed and in mental agony and have been unable to sleep for the past 2 days. In the name of democracy, opposition members behaved in a violent manner and there were attempts to intimidate the chair," is what he said. Asked about income tax notices to him, his daughter Supriya Sule, Sharad Pawar spoke about his daughter Supriya Sule, as well as the Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray and his son Aditya Thackeray. Mr. Pawar responded cryptically, "They love some people." Also along with Uddhav Thackeray, Aditya Thackeray and Supriya Sule, Sharad Pawar says he's also got an income tax notice.